Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 20 of the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green, and I am honored to be the host of this super cool, brand new show that everybody's been talking about. In fact, to celebrate our excitement and to celebrate, well, you, the listeners, and of course, all the fans who's listened to every single one of our episodes, we invited you to be on the show with us for one big episode. And that's, well, this episode, episode 20. So we actually went on location, me and, of course, my returning guest star, Brandon Quevedo, and we actually talked to a bunch of random people, super cool people, and had some great conversations. So I can't wait for you to give us your feedback and let us know what you think about this episode, because this time it's not just one person that we're interviewing, it's multiple. And in fact, in this episode, we got tons of video. Shout out to my friend Scotty. He is incredible when it comes to filming with all these GoPros. We have GoPro video left, right, up, down, and of course we got videos from iPhones and all sorts of other technology. But I want to encourage you to go to thegreenhousepodcast.com and watch these videos. Check it out, share with your friends, tell them all that the podcast is not about something, you know, super small or one person or a small topic. It's literally about nothing with all these incredible people that seem average at first, but are something very, very different. Now, before we go ahead and get into the show, I want to go ahead and play a small clip for you guys. This clip was actually made by our very good friend and team member, Dane. He's been a big part of this podcast. He's actually been on the podcast, but behind the scenes, he's done more than asked. He's actually been volunteering and helping out and giving us super amazing resources for the show. To name a few, a lot of our actual theme music has been created by him. Actually, it's all been created by him. In fact, he was so excited about episode 20, he actually made this super cool clip, a little recap of the entire season 1 best moments. So enjoy, sit back, but buckle up because episode 20 is going to blow your mind. Enjoy!
Hello there, everyone. My name is Deep Dainty, and I am a robot. But I also wish to be your friend. In my best effort to gain the attention of you, the listener, I have put together something extra special for that extra special part of you. That's right. Your ears. What you are about to hear includes music by Dane, also the janitor Hokusen, featured in the Greenhouse Podcast. It is mixed together, or should I say, masterfully woven together with clips from the show, featuring all the amazing guests from Season 1. And of course, the creator and host of the Greenhouse Podcast, Mr. Jordan Green himself, will be with us throughout the experience. So sit back and enjoy. And I love you.
Oh, this is it. This is awesome.
This is your moment. This is your moment to shine.
That's right. The chocolate hour.
Oh, man. Hey, by the way, thanks for the water.
Oh, gosh.
We can't say what water it is because...
Well, we don't want to be sued.
We don't have the rights.
We don't have the rights yet. I'm talking. I'm in the works.
Can we even say it's bottled water? Is that allowed?
Mm-hmm. It is bottled water. I think that's okay.
I don't think it's a fact.
Bottled isn't copyrighted.
Yeah.
The word bottled. What was that game called where you... Hot potato. Wasn't it called hot potato?
I think it was hot yam. I think it was hot yam. Mm. Makes more sense.
That would make more sense.
Because, you know, you want a yam and marshmallows, so you know, it's hot. Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you ready to go to the next section?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. Perfect. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show. If you are new to us and new to our podcast, this is the part of the show where we do a little improv, if we haven't already. Now, in this scenario, you, sir, are the high school buddy.
Ooh.
That I have not seen in 30 years, and you invited me over to your house.
I love it.
We are no longer in the studio.
Hot eight.
We are two birds, and we are sitting on telephone lines.
Yes.
Yes. You are an action hero cop. You just destroyed half the city.
All right.
Block.
Ooh, that sounds like me. Typical me.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right. And go. Do you see below us?
I only have one eye.
You got a big heart. You got a big heart, chief.
I should go ahead and warn you about one thing. I don't actually know how for you to get down.
That was a lot of fun. That was some good times, man. Very, very good. So this is the type of fun we have here on the Greenhouse Podcast. We just throw ourselves into these situations.
That's good.
Define improv, Jacob.
Define improv. Well, you know, the first thing that pops into my mind is probably the
sandwiches.
Show. Well, I am a little hungry. So
besides
yes.
Sandwiches.
The show, whose line is it anyway?
Whose line is it anyway? I know, yeah. Did they ever answer that question?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think, you know, the series ended and they still never resolved that plot line.
Why not? I feel like they should have.
Drew Carey.
So we get to the hospital. They take her for surgery or whatever, and I take that opportunity to just go back to Casa de Campo and pack up the car and get all that stuff. And I get back in the car.
Yeah.
Turn on the car. I want you to guess what's the first song that comes onto the
radio. No way.
I want you to guess. Take a wild guess.
Oh, is it the song from The Express, or is this something else?
No, it's something else.
What is this called? What is this song?
The song that comes on is called Thinking Out Loud.
Okay.
And
I feel like maybe I've heard of this song.
Oh, you've heard of this song.
What is it?
The very first lyrics.
What is it?
Would you like to play it?
Let's see if I can play it.
Okay.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
No way.
Yes.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
I have heard this song.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
That is hilarious.
I could not help but die of laughter in the car.
Bravest Warriors by Pendleton Ward, the creator of Adventure Time.
Adventure Time.
Say that five times fast.
I can't. I can barely say it
just
once.
Why would I say anything five times fast?
How do you feel about that?
I want a cheeseburger.
He really did want a cheeseburger. All right, so guys, guess what? We actually have a few questions for you, the guest.
We got answers for this week, and we got questions for next week.
If you were to place yourself inside of one video game, what type of game would it be and why?
Hike anywhere. Where would it be?
When you're 150 years old and you're sitting on your island and you're looking out into the ocean, what is one thing you want to make sure you'll be able to tell yourself at that time about yourself or about your life?
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so now, do you have questions for the next guest?
I sure do.
Awesome.
Sure
you get to
do.
Pick up to three.
Okay.
And no less than three.
Gotcha. So only three.
So only three.
I love my options.
Well, there you go.
Which
guys.
Question was that? Are we still on one?
I think we're still on one.
God.
Yeah, we've successfully once again talked about absolutely nothing.
Where's Dane? can we get Dane?
Can
back
we
in
get
here?
His? Can we get his friend Elmo? Like yeah. At least somebody. All right, cool. So we got question. I think yeah. No, we did. No, no, no.
That was question number one. I'm exhausted.
There was a bull.
Like one of those bulls that you hold the red flag up for, and they run past you.
It wasn't quite like that, but
okay.
He did come charging after us.
Snap.
Yeah. So we ran pretty darn
fast. Are you
sure
it wasn't one of the cows that was just happened to be awake?
Let's say that you have an orange.
Right? Okay.
And you don't really have any nails on your hand.
Right.
Right. You want this orange really bad, but there's no knives and you don't have any nails. How are you going to open that orange?
That is a really good question.
I'm just curious to know.
So one topic that's always interests me is death.
Yes. So we turn. Okay. So death. You know, death. Where there's death, there's life. That's what they say. We are broadcasting to you today live from Stone Mountain. It's a lovely place. How did you build this mountain?
Well, actually, it started like about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
With my grandfather.
Your grandfather.
Exactly. He was the one that started everything out.
Yeah, and he raised a pack of wolves to help with the project.
Exactly.
If I'm not correct. Yeah.
Yes, well, you know that. Well,
yeah.
Good. I'm
yeah.
impressed. And then that got, you know, passed on to my father, and then...
And his father, and his father, and
exactly.
Down to you.
Down to me.
there's one thing that we've been doing on every episode for a little while now.
Okay.
And that is we ask the guest what their favorite place, their very favorite hotspot is, in Atlanta or Georgia area. You know, not a typical tourist place.
Right.
But one of those places that you're like, man, I love going there. And I'd love other people that live here also, listeners out there. I'd love them to know about it. What's your favorite place? Where you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where you go? What do you like? Favorite place? I mean, because you're from Georgia, right?
Yes.
How long have you lived in Georgia?
Born and raised. I wouldn't want to give you the exact number because then you would know my age.
Okay. So a long time.
Let's just say it's been more than 25 years.
Okay. We'll say that.
All right.
Should we say it together? It's been more than 25 years. Okay, great.
So, pull the plug. Shut it down on your end.
I can't.
The disc is spinning at 100% and I don't have access.
Yeah, that about wraps everything up today for the Greenhouse Podcast, guys. Be sure to check us out on our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com, and follow us behind the scenes with some behind-the-scene pictures and behind-the-scenes, well, anything. We post videos sometimes. We post audio clips.
Oh, flubadubs, rim-rams.
Everything.
Jib-jabs.
Jib-jabs.
All the goodness.
You know it. And so we have all that stuff right there on our Instagram page. That is at the Greenhouse Podcast. And then, of course, our Twitter page is at Greenhouse Pod. You can find us there. I was actually going through Miami recently. I went to Key West. Beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful.
It is.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. I went jet skiing around the southern point.
Okay, so you're a jet skier.
No, we had a Groupon.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
it's the only reason.
Exactly, yes. It was for somebody's birthday, we had a Groupon.
And of course, if you want to be a guest on our show, or you know someone who wants to be a guest or would be a great guest, please send us that information by emailing us at thegreenhousepodcast@icloud.com. That's all that we have for today for as far as the show goes, guys. So thanks for listening. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for subscribing on iTunes. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the very 20th episode, the season finale.
Season finale.
Of the Greenhouse Podcast.
Hopefully not the series finale.
Hopefully not the series finale.
Because that would mean it's the last episode.
It's the last episode ever. Which, you know, what if it was the last day ever?
I don't know.
What would we do?
I would not be
here. You wouldn't be here?
This
I would be
day.
Here. I would be here with you, Brandon. I would choose to do this podcast with you. If it was the very last day on this planet,
I would probably be playing soccer, to be honest.
So, soccer.
Yeah. As you know, it's a good choice. First episode, that's my passion.
In the first episode, that's a good choice.
I love what's been happening so far. It was cool listening to
that whole recap. Yeah. So many guests. We've 20 episodes now. We're live. We're here at Mall of Georgia. Hello, sir. We're just waving at nice people, and it's
beautiful,
lovely.
Beautiful day.
There's birds in the air. There's a lot of things in the air.
There's
toxins.
There's water. I see. Remember the first episode?
We
talked about water?
Dude, we did.
There's water here.
There is water here. In fact, there's a little cooler over there full of water that we can can hand out to anybody who wants to be on the show passing by. Hello. If you want to be on the show, welcome. It's really fun. It's a blast. Episode 20. I can't believe we made it this far.
This is awesome. This is
right. We're live on video too. So every mistake that we make,
every mistake,
even if we accidentally drop your hat that you're wearing.
Here's the thing. I want to say something, Jordan. I feel like good. I'm a little.
This is a show where we
I feel like I'm a little bit at a disadvantage.
What do you mean?
Because I've technically only done one show.
You've done one episode,
and you've done about 20.
But technically, I've done one show too. You've done one show. I've done one show. You've done one episode. I've done 20 episodes.
Okay.
We have a lot in common still.
Okay. Let's give that logic.
Let's give that logic.
I know you've been interviewing people and it's great.
Yeah.
I've loved it. It's been awesome.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about who we interviewed.
Yeah, we've had tons of people.
We've had a lot of people.
Tons
in the
of
house.
Friends. We finally got some of our lady friends on the show as well,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We love diversity. We're all
we
about
do love
that.
Diversity.
And
I think it was episode 11 was our first woman.
Yeah. Was that Heather?
That was Heather.
Right?
Yeah.
Heather.
After that, our next
queen.
Woman was Emily.
Emily.
She was a blast. What
mm-hmm.
fun, right? It was a great episode, wasn't it?
It was a great episode.
Yeah. And then I think the next woman, I don't know why we're on the list of women now. Monica.
Monica
was on the show, and she was great. She was great.
Awesome.
We've had a lot of women. 20 episodes. You know, how I feel about where we're going now,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking to the people, the real people of the world, I'm really feeling like people are enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Not the show itself, but the people who are on the show.
Yeah. And I actually told this to my parents.
Yeah.
I was talking with them the
other
day.
Oh, you have parents?
I do.
Still.
I have one and then I have another one.
Most of us
together,
do. Most of us do.
I came about. So, it was cool because... I've known all these people,
right.
You know, some of them maybe a year, some of them maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
But it's cool to listen in and hear things I've just never known about them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've learned something new about every single person, and I think that's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
You know? So yeah, it's awesome to be able to hear our friends and share stories.
Now here's what's interesting, Brandon. Here's what's interesting, because you asked me how I feel it's gone so far. Because this is episode 20. This is in between the first season, the second season.
Yeah.
This has been established.
Yeah.
I'd like to reflect on the past and the future.
Yeah.
Right. What have we done great so far?
Yeah.
And you just mentioned that we've learned something new about people, right?
Yeah.
Now you and I, we both know pretty much everybody that's been on the show so far. Right.
I've at least met every single person.
At least met them all once, right?
Yeah.
So, but the future of the podcast is not only going to be people that you and I know as, you know, host and co-host, right? Or guest star. You're a co-host to me, deep down.
I like guest star better.
Okay, guest star.
Well, actually, no, co-host is better.
All right, well, let's just say a co-host, guest star.
Co-star, host, co-host star.
Now, and we also have, for those of you who are seeing the behind-the-scenes video, we're going to have John here. He's going to be...
You might hear some sounds.
He's going to be coming by, saying hello. He's going to be moving an umbrella that was keeping the rain out for so long.
Yeah, and the sun.
And the sun.
It was beating down.
But, you know, just like all great things have to come to an end at some point.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
So that umbrella, if you hear these noises... Just
except for
the
never-ending story. You know, like that's still...
Is there a never-ending story?
Yeah, like the book is still happening as we speak. It's never going to stop.
Who's writing it, though?
The people.
The people.
The people are. I have no idea if that's true or not.
Which people?
Let's go with it.
The people. Well, yeah, so the podcast, it's been great every episode. You know, I've been talking to people when I go out and when I record, when I go on location like this, and people are interested. You know, oh, here we go. Here's John. Come on in.
Come on in, John.
Welcome, John.
This is John.
John, what's your favorite color?
Yellow.
He's a yellow guy.
Yellow's
yes.
good.
Yellow team.
Yellow's good.
You know, it's funny. You've seen the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Everybody's on these teams.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Like Team Edward.
Team Edward.
Team Jacob.
Team Yellow.
Team McGillicuddy.
Yeah. Shout out to John. Thanks, John, for providing us no longer shade, but sunlight. Is equally as important.
Yes.
But having guests on, we've been talking to different people, and they're excited to know that we don't just talk about nothing. Something
Correct.
Is said.
Something is said.
Something is said, and it's
whether
by,
you like it or
whether
not.
You like it or not. And you know, I'll meet people whether I go out to get my car fixed or whether I go out to a concert or I go out to a party, and I meet these interesting people, and they're going to be on the show talking about who they are. They live in Georgia. They have lives. They're interesting. They have fun conversations, just like you and me. Why not get them out there? Why not tell the people? Why not tell the world? You know, it's not about the money. It's not about the glory. You know.
It's awesome, and I like I said, I love just, again, not only learning about, you know, and understanding where people are coming from, but also getting to know new people. And, you know, a few questions I'd actually like to ask you.
Yeah.
Turn this around.
Oh, hello.
I know we call this the Greenhouse Podcast. But I think, you know, for those who are listening...
For those who are not in the house right now.
Who are not in the house, because everyone is eventually going to be in the house.
Apparently.
We've got a long
list.
We can't
wait.
Said,
it's
guys.
A long list.
There is a...
A lot of people. 20 people so far.
At least... Seven people.
At least seven people.
I know you just said 20.
I had 20 people have happened so far, but we have at least seven people head. Hello,
hey,
welcome.
How's it going?
Our team here, Jonathan, he'll tell you about what's going on here. We actually have a podcast, a radio show.
Yes.
There's so many interesting people here at the mall. We love them all.
See,
hello.
We just see people.
We're waving.
People smiling. Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
How's it going?
Welcome. You're welcome to come on the show with us if you want to.
If you like.
No, you're welcome to.
Come on.
Come on over. No, seriously, this is the Greenhouse Podcast. Yeah, we're a local show. So this is a great part of the show, guys. Yeah. We actually get to talk to people who live in Georgia, who shop at Mall of Georgia, who shop at many places.
Here's
the microphone. Brandon's
going to...
It's not live. It's recorded, so don't worry. Yeah, it's okay. You can relax.
I was panicking for a minute.
You can put, lift that weight off your shoulders now. So Brandon is actually going to come over and sit next to me. Oh, so I'm going to introduce you to the show, and we're going to talk about... Well, we'll talk about that. Brandon, here, if you want to move your chair over next to me, Brandon will share a mic with me now.
Okay.
We talked about this.
We did. We planned for this to happen.
Did you want
to
move... Do you have a chair?
No,
oh, you are sitting on a chair.
Yes, I'm sitting.
I was worried. I'm like, is she just bending down? Welcome. My name is Jordan Green. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
What's your name?
My name is Drew Cujo.
Nice to meet you.
Yay,
nice to meet you.
I'm
how
so
many
excited.
Syllables is in your name? This is my first question for everyone. Don't worry.
One. Three syllables.
I know. Three syllables. Okay.
Plenty.
Here, you can join my mic, buddy. So plenty syllables. So this is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Very.
We call it the Greenhouse Podcast.
Okay.
Okay? So my name's Jordan Green, and I'm the host. And we go out all over Georgia, uh-huh. and we find people who might have something to say. You seemed really interested and might have something to say.
I might.
What do you feel like you have something to say? What would that something be? There's so much to say.
There is so much to say. I don't know what to
say. I know.
About.
Well, you know what? One thing that we love to do is we love to ask questions.
Okay.
Are you ready for a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Brandon Quevedo, he actually has our first question prepared for us.
Okay.
So, where is the most interesting place you visited?
In Georgia?
It could be anywhere.
Anywhere. If Georgia's your first pick, that's great, because most of our listeners live in Georgia.
I will have to say New York City.
New York
Only
City.
Because
have you lived there, or do
no,
you,
I just,
have you visited
I actually,
there?
I visited for a wedding.
A wedding?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was my freshman year of college.
Wow.
And it was my cousin's wedding.
Your cousin's wedding?
Yes. And I'm a city girl.
I love weddings. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I've lived in Georgia my whole life, but I do love the city.
Your whole life?
My whole life.
That's interesting. Where specifically are you from? Not your address. Please don't give us your address.
I wasn't.
We don't know how to edit that out.
From Cumming, Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there many times.
Really?
So you said you're a city girl. What's mm-hmm. what's your favorite part about the city?
In New York or Atlanta?
Just the city.
Just the city,
Well, I love the view.
Oh, you said Vivio?
The View.
Oh, my gosh. The View is nice. Have you been on the Beltline?
No, I haven't.
So there's this place, and I'm going to share this with you. This is pretty fun. There's this place in Atlanta. It's called the Beltline. It's like a giant sidewalk that people can go and walk on. And
And you can see everything?
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Everything and anything. Huh? And so that's pretty much what I love about Atlanta.
Yeah.
But you like the View. So if you like the View, I would recommend that area.
I also go to school there.
Oh, do you really?
I go to Spelman College.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to
Thank
the house.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
this
you.
Is a so if you ever wanted to tell people how to find this podcast, you could tell them to look it up under the Greenhouse Podcast on iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on iTunes now. We always have been, actually.
It never changed.
But yeah. So what were you doing here at the mall today? You were just hanging out.
My sister actually, she's going to college tomorrow.
No.
She's going to Mercer University.
What's your sister's name?
Her name is Darice.
Shout out to Darice. She's over here, and this is actually a very special episode for us. This is number 20. We're celebrating how we've had so many amazing people from Georgia on.
Yeah.
And episode 20, we want to have as many people as we can. We'll just jam them all into one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we invited you on.
Yeah, and we were just shopping, so this is exciting.
I'm so excited to have you on. Was there anything else that, if you had one piece of advice to share with everyone in the world, what would it be?
to be yourself.
To be yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Stay focused. Do you have any dreams of your own one day?
I do.
Yeah?
My,
if you want to share, you don't have to, but if you want to share what a dream of yours might be, what would
I want to make a difference somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but whatever the plan is, you know.
Hey, college is a good first step.
Definitely.
Get the education. Definitely. And I'm glad that it's in the family. Everybody's mm-hmm. going and learning.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you.
Good luck in college.
Thank you.
So shout out to all of our guests. And shout out to Dane. Thanks for taking photos, buddy.
Yes.
Wow. Shout out. She was lovely.
Yes, she was lovely. She was great.
She was great.
It was cool to see, you know,
perspective.
Our younger generation.
Our younger generation.
I mean, even though I'm not that old, you know, it's good to see our younger generation.
Yeah, I mean, you're pushing 68, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's calm it down.
That's dog years. So.
Dog years. All right.
It's
fair
good
enough.
To see, the younger generation, you know, wanting to make a difference. Yeah. You know, and starting that early.
I've wanted to make a difference in many ways in my life. One of those ways, hopefully, would be this podcast.
Yeah.
Hopefully, with this podcast. And you and I, we can set that, what is the word I'm looking for? Paved road.
Set the path.
Set
maybe?
The path.
The path is the
path present. Is a vision.
The path is the present.
And the present is now.
And the future is tomorrow.
Indubitably.
I feel like we just said facts. It's not a quote. It's just facts.
And this Sprite is in a green bottle.
Exactly.
So oh my goodness.
I'd like to kind of go back.
Yeah.
Because you said you want to make a difference.
Yeah.
With the show.
Yeah.
So. You know, and we talked about this a little earlier. What is it that kind of got you motivated to get this whole show started?
So yeah. I work in retail. I work in a mall.
Cool.
And I do too.
I feel like you
really? Awesome.
Yeah. No, I know you from somewhere.
I love it. It's a great experience. But you know what? I have a lot of friends, really cool friends like you, Brandon, who inspire me to start new things. Right, to try something new, yeah. To help others in any way possible. And when I had the opportunity to make a podcast, the idea came, it came to me many years ago, but I always wanted to do one. I didn't know what to do, though. The name came in conversation. One of my friends, Jesse, mm-hmm. he's going to be on the show. I'm just waiting to make it like a big impact. Yeah. So, Jesse, if you're listening, shout out to you, buddy. It's going to be big. But he helped me with the name, the Greenhouse Podcast. When that name happened... It clicked in my mind. I said, the greenhouse, it's not about me. It's my house, but it's not about me.
Yeah.
Right? So my vision was, how can I bring others into the house that might have something to say to others, to inspire others? And so I wanted to bring them in and talk to them. And that's what inspired me to do this.
So you could say the world is your house. Yeah.
The world is my house.
And you're the host of the party.
Hey, come on, son.
Is that it?
That's
that
the quote.
What
that's the quote of the quote of the day.
Quote of the podcast. Quote of the minute.
We'll have one every minute from now on. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my director is saying 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes left. Oh no, he's just high fiving me.
or he's saying he has to go.
Thank you. Oh, and is that the janitor? The janitor made it out. Oh my gosh, it's Dane.
Hey there. I've been at the studio all day and I haven't seen you. What are you doing?
We've been out here. We were just talking about how the studio is the world.
We wanted to change locations.
Oh
my gosh.
So we're on location.
I don't think I can clean the whole world. That's a lot of trash buckets.
It is. It is. It's quite a few trash buckets. But but we believe in you.
Oh,
we
thank you. Well, my legs are about 204 years old.
204 years.
Oh, they can hardly hold my weight.
I feel like it was just yesterday we were celebrating 203.
It may have been. My memory's not much better than my legs.
That's okay, Dane. We thank you for coming by to help out.
It's always good to see you.
It's always good to see you.
I'm a shimmy off now.
All right, we'll see you later. Oh, my goodness.
I think he's going to go off and watch Matlock.
Because
I think
is.
that's like the
It's coming
show.
On soon, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of getting late. I think that happens more.
Very true.
Surprising.
So, yeah, that's the vision, Brandon. Now, awesome. I wanted to talk about this with you.
Yeah.
There's been a few ideas sent in to us by the listeners.
Yeah.
Or just told to us in
or
person.
They pretty much said, this has to change.
Exactly. This, you must stop doing this or start doing this.
Our producers who are still trying to find out who they are have decided that some things might, you know, we could come up with some new ideas, some differences. Yeah. So, yeah. What do we got, man?
No, so here's some of the ideas. So we've had some ideas. Maybe we can have listeners send questions in via like an audio message.
Okay.
If they know how to do that.
Yeah.
And then we could give it to the guest. Playback for the guest.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Could that work?
It might happen. It might happen.
You know,
things could get messy though.
Something that Jimmy Fallon does.
Yeah.
And it's the way he interacts with his TV audience.
Jimmy Fallon, who cleans in the food court here at the Mall of Georgia?
The superstar.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy. The guy who, like, has a show on ABC.
He's famous.
Well, I mean, technically, I'm not supposed to say this, but they're the same person.
Oh, really?
But don't tell anyone.
All these years.
So, what he does
is
I think it's every Wednesday, it's known to the audience to send in a hashtag. So he says what the hashtag is. And without having to essentially tell them, they know to go ahead and send a tweet that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so essentially what we could do is we could do the same thing.
Come up with a hashtag.
Yeah, where people automatically, they know to go ahead and tweet.
With that hashtag.
Yeah, with the hashtag.
There's so many out there, though. Maybe we have to make our own unique one.
Yeah, yeah, we'd have our own. You know, we could definitely.
Greenhouse Express.
Yeah, it could be that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's, you know what, I think you should post that sometime tonight.
The Greenhouse Express?
Yeah, you should put that somewhere. I don't know where.
Somewhere out there. Oh, my goodness. For those of you who are just joining us, tuning in for some reason.
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. No. Shout out. I forgot his name.
Yes.
Kinko's guy. We're going to call him Kinko's guy.
He's pretty KG, amazing. He knows who he is.
For short.
He knows who he is. We actually know his name. We just don't want to. Hello. Welcome.
How's it going?
We're actually inviting anybody to join us on the show today.
Yeah.
This is the Greenhouse Podcast. Welcome. Cool. Have a seat. If you have a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Do you?
Would you like to share your name?
My name is London.
Hello, London. London, did I say it right?
Yes.
Awesome. My name is Jordan Green, and I am the host of the Greenhouse Podcast. Welcome to the show. You are on episode 20. We're celebrating 20 episodes today, and that's why we're on location.
Thank you.
What is your favorite place to go to in Georgia? Because we actually interview only people that live in Georgia. Do you live in Georgia, first of all?
Yes.
Where do you live in Georgia?
I live in Fairburn.
Fairburn?
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Where is that?
It's like right next to College Park.
College Park.
I used to live in College Park.
Oh, Brandon is saying, for those of you who can't hear him, he's saying he used to live in College Park.
What's East Point? I was like on the border of East Point.
Now, do you actually live in a park, though? You don't live like in a swing set.
I, judging if you do. I 100% do not.
Okay, cool. No, that's awesome. How long have you lived there now?
I just moved back in January.
Oh, wow. Wow, very cool. So you moved away and now you moved back.
Yeah, I was living in South Florida.
Wow, South Florida. I was born in Florida. We got so much in common.
What part of Florida?
I was born in Miami.
I was in Broward County.
Okay, right on. I was actually going through Miami recently. I went to Key West. Beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful.
It is.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. I went jet skiing around the southern point.
Okay. So you're a jet skier.
No. We had a Groupon.
Okay.
That's the only reason. Exactly, yes. It was for somebody's birthday. We had a Groupon.
Yeah.
So what brings you back to Georgia?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's my next question. I'm waiting on a kidney transplant.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. So, and is this a more recent thing that you found out that you have to go through?
I've known that I had bad kidneys since 2008.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they put me on the list in January.
Okay.
When I moved back here.
Those lists are really tough. My uncle actually went through something very similar this past year. Yeah. That's really tough. How you feel like you're further up on the list now?
Well,
it's getting close.
They just put me on the list, but apparently it starts from the day that you start dialysis, which was three years ago. Mm-hmm. So I already have 3 years in, so.
Well, that's really exciting. Do you have any, if it's okay with you, is there any way for our listeners listening now, if they wanted to support you or find you to be able to donate? Because I know it's not cheap, unless you have, if you have good insurance or something like that.
Oh,
Because I'd love, because you're having a kidney transplant, I'd love if they're listening, for them to
My insurance is through the military.
Oh, great.
I'm service connected.
Yeah.
Through the military, but.
Okay, three minutes. I'll pack it all up. No worries. Okay.
Whoa! Hold on a second.
What just happened there?
I don't know. Did we just time travel?
I don't know.
What
day is it?
It's definitely not.
It's no longer. Was it Saturday?
I think it was last Saturday.
Was it last Saturday? It's been a week already.
It's been a week.
Wild.
So how did that happen? What?
So
just happened. Let's
talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Normally we don't talk about anything.
We don't.
But in this moment, this is something we're going to say.
Let's let the audience kind of figure out what happened here.
Listeners and viewers out there, if there's any.
So we were talking to a very kind gentleman.
Yeah, London. Nice guy.
And now we're in my house.
Somehow we've moved to a different studio.
And the reason why is what, Jordan?
Well, we were on location. It was a beautiful day. Beautiful people. Beautiful. There's a beautiful dog.
I remember that dog.
That was a beautiful dog. Ran right past us. But a beautiful thing happened on this beautiful day. We were recording episode 20. We still are, technically. And all of a sudden, apparently,
there are rules.
There are rules
that you have to follow.
That we have to follow here at the Mall of Georgia, or there at the Mall of Georgia.
And you know, we don't want to bash anyone.
No, not at all.
But you
because
know,
they did let us record for a good 37 minutes?
Yeah, you
27
know,
minutes.
So we were technically on private property.
Technically,
because it's a mall.
Yep.
And.
Apparently, the definition of
because I listen to Ronnie's hot dog story, and I feel like we should just do that.
We should just do some more hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
So yeah. We were told by mall security.
Yeah.
That we should have gotten permission.
Cease and desist.
So we should have gotten permission to record.
Yeah. You know, we asked permission. We're not those kind of people. We asked permission to several people.
Yeah.
Around that area that you know, the different companies that own the tables or at least service those tables and clean them. Yeah. And everybody was okay with the idea and the thought of it. But it turns out that apparently we can't be there. So we moved on with our day and our lives. And I went and got ice cream. I don't know about you.
I drove to my house.
Did you really?
Yes. In a fit of rage.
Is that a new car?
You know, it is. It's a Honda Fit of Rage, actually.
Ah, yes. The Honda Fit of Rage.
So let's say this. We're going to continue the rest of this.
Yeah, let's keep going because there's a lot to say still.
But we will say we're going to foreshadow. Luckily, we got in contact with London.
Yes.
And we will actually be doing a show with him.
We would love... So our goal is to keep talking to people
who
have something to say. He had a lot to say.
We feel bad that we cut that short. So.
Yeah, hopefully maybe me and London, we can get a Groupon together.
Yeah,
and
go skiing.
Yeah, get permission to be on those jet skis and record the show together.
So let's agree to move on.
Yes.
So we're moving on.
We're moving on now. We're moving forward.
Now I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either. This location's a little different than before. No, well, you know, we were talking about how we're celebrating episode 20, and we were talking about the past and how it's going, and we've discovered that we have something very exciting going on.
So here's the thing. Technically, we're
at one of our studios. We are at one of the studios, the Greenhouse Studios.
There's a gentleman walking through the door who looks very much like my father.
Now, do you think we'll get kicked off the property again?
You know, if this gentleman, Edison Quevedo...
Did we ask permission?
He's giving us the stare.
The stare.
I hope he doesn't kick us off.
You know, this is beautiful because this episode, number 20, we've had a lot of different people on it.
Yes.
We've had a lot of different people. We've invited people on to the show. As a celebration
show. Can we let...
What if we had this gentleman on the show?
Can we let
just walked
Edison
into the store?
Give a little shout-out? Mr. Quevedo?
Would you like
to say hey to the audience?
What do you think about saying hello to the world? You don't have to say yes, but if you do, this moment would mean the world to people. Mr. Quevedo, welcome to the show. This is the Greenhouse Podcast. My name is Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jordan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome to one of our greenhouse studios.
Well, it looks pretty good to me, my friend.
Well, how does it sound, though? Because that's what's important. This is a radio show.
Wow, it sounds wonderful and great. It's good. Amazing.
Good.
You know, fun fact.
Yes.
Mr. Quevedo, Edison, mm-hmm. my father.
Who happens to be your father.
He actually used to do a live radio show.
Did you really? So this isn't your first time on the radio.
No, it's not the first time. I used to do a religious broadcast in one of the TV radio station here in Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? How long were you doing that for?
I believe probably between 5 or 7 months, probably.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Why did you stop? Did you have some other things that you wanted to pursue? Or
No, we did not receive that much feedback from people.
Feedback. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Now, feedback in the radio business could be a bad thing.
Okay.
Right? Because I've heard if you get a mic too close to a certain situation, you might get feedback. You might hear feedback.
Yeah.
But this is a different type of feedback, I assume.
Yes, different it was. Type of feedback. So, it's not what we expected. I expected a lot of responses, but...
Well, welcome back to your home, literally, but your home of radio.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's pretty exciting.
This.
Have you heard of our show yet? It's a new show, so it's okay if you haven't.
Yeah. I haven't heard, but my son, Brandon, beside me...
Yeah, he's one of our guest stars. He's been on a couple times now.
He talked a lot of me about this show, and he's very excited, yes.
And now you're on it.
There you go.
Now, if there was one thing that you would like to share with the listeners, a piece of advice that you've learned over the years, because we interview, that's the whole point of the show. We interview people and you talk to people about nothing, but they always have something to say to tell the world, you know, and they're usually from Georgia. So do you have any, like, a piece of advice that you'd love to tell someone, you know, moving forward with their lives that you might've learned?
Because I'm a happy married person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Married with my wife for 33 years.
33 years. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Having a wonderful experience, having three amazing kids.
Yeah.
Two boys and my daughter. And I just can say, please love your wife.
Yeah.
With all your heart. Serve your wife. Give your kids a wonderful example.
Yeah.
Showing what love means. And then they will see you as a good example. And then that will be a very good impact for them for the future when they get married.
Yeah.
And that's what I say. And put always God as first foundation.
Yeah. So you've seen the fruit of all this advice yourself.
Yes.
So this is good advice that you've practiced and now you're sharing with others.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks, and thanks for being on the show on such short notice. This is what we've been doing in all of episode 20 here, is just asking people to join in and being a part of the celebration. Episode 20. Can you believe we made it this far?
Wow. I
know
sure
it's only a couple months ago that we started it and we announced it.
I'm sure it's going to be not only 20, it's going to be many, many more, because the way you do this, like I just came in from... visiting a family, and then you say, hey, do you want to say something? That's why it's going to be so
wonderful. Our headquarters is completely portable. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. And some people are scared of that.
No, not me.
Not
so
you. Okay, good.
I'm glad you are here at home, and well, you are very welcome.
Thanks for being on the show, and look forward to episode 20 to hear yourself later.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Mr. Quevedo.
You're welcome.
Well, Brandon, that is something else. You know, this is very exciting because of the whole celebration. We keep getting more and more people, and who knows who's going to walk through the door next time.
You know, I knew that was going to happen. I just didn't know when.
You had a feeling it was going to happen.
My spider senses were tingling.
The whole time.
The entire 20 time.
20 minutes in, we were just
also,
like,
my dog was barking, so.
Yeah, the dog warns you.
First of all, we apologize for that, so.
Your dog's name spider sense?
You know...
Because that would make sense. Your dog alerts you.
We can let the audience think that.
Oh.
But that, I mean...
We can let the audience think a lot of things.
Maybe it's not.
You never know.
So they're going to have to find me in person and find that answer.
So Brandon...
This is a great episode.
I love this episode. So far, so good. We've had some amazing people. And, you know, guess what, guys? If you want to actually... if you want to tune in and actually watch some behind-the-scenes video, we got a lot of it on video. Part of it wasn't on video because we've had to move around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can listen, you can watch the video, behind the scenes videos, and that is actually on our section on our website. You go to thegreenhousepodcast.com, you click on behind the scenes, and there it is, just like that.
Awesome.
So the future of the podcast, Brandon, you and I were talking about this because as a guest star, I value your input.
Yeah.
You know, every 20 episodes, every 6 years, we always get together.
Yeah.
And we talk about the future, the past of the podcast. Now, we talked about the past. We talked about how it's going. It's going great. And we've gotten a lot of feedback from people on the idea of the podcast and why they think it's great. What are some... I know one of the things we were talking about for the future of the podcast, some ideas to make it a little bit more engaging. One of those things, and you tell me what you think. I think we were talking about the game.
Yeah, you know, so we've done a really awesome job of doing our improv.
Yeah, that's always
and
fun.
And it's fun. It's something everyone looks forward to. But, you know, we want to kind of spice it up. We want to... So we thought about giving the listener...
An option.
An option, yeah.
Yeah.
And the guest an option to either do an improv...
Right.
Or a game.
Yeah, so I love that we were talking about those new ideas for the show, Brandon, because right now, currently, and I don't want to give away too much.
Yeah.
We don't want to
reveal our tricks.
Reveal the tricks of
the
trade.
We're magicians, I think.
Right. So
I have my magician's license, I think.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I thought it expired already.
No, that was my fishing license.
Oh, okay.
Magic takes priority.
Two different things. You got to make sure. Yes, priority. No, so we're excited. We've got all these new ideas for the show. We've gotten a lot of feedback. And so we want you guys to stay tuned and keep listening to season two, because you're going to start noticing changes. You're going to start noticing, you know, it's the same podcast.
Yeah.
We're just adding a little flair. Yeah, it's kind of like putting on, you know, you got your full suit on, but you put on that little hat with the little feather, right? Yeah.
And it's a different feather every day.
It makes all the difference, yeah. Right? You're still the same Brandon Quevedo wearing the tuxedo all the way over to the pool party. You know, why are you wearing a tuxedo?
And then they're like, something's different.
Something's different.
Like, what is
it's not the suit.
It's the feather.
It's the feather. Exactly. So that's what you guys have to look forward to.
What is your feather?
And yeah, exactly. What is your feather? And what can you bring to the Greenhouse Podcast? A green feather, maybe.
We're going to be taking interviews now. You have to like apply to be a guest.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things you have to.
That's not one of the changes.
You have to come up to our studios. You take one of those. You know those little red. Those little
serving
red dispensers. You get your serving number.
Number 74.
Pick your ham, get your cabbage.
Get a number. I just want a ham sandwich. Get a number.
We want to put the DMV to shame with this idea.
With this podcast idea.
We want
idea.
People to love the DMV from how much people loathe.
We're changing the DMV one episode at a time. That's not an idea.
But it's not. We were saying, we love our audience. We love the feedback we've gotten. So just to kind of wrap it up.
To wrap it up.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Because Brandon, you haven't had the opportunity to do improv.
You know, I haven't.
Here we are.
Because we did the first episode.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that was fun. And then all of a sudden we had all these new ideas.
I got to give you kudos because this was your idea. Yeah. That was the improv. And we've done it since episode two. And it's gone fantastic. This is one of our... Actually, we get letters every day.
We do.
By mail.
Handwritten
from...
With pen.
Sometimes pencil.
Some quill and ink, I think is how they say it.
Yeah. The pencil ones are great because we can erase what they had
to
say.
And then we can rewrite the good words.
Rewrite, you know,
there's
the drill.
There's a lot of four-letter words out there. That's weird.
There are. So, Brandon, I thought we'd mix it up. Since this, since you get to be episode 20.
Yeah.
You know, you get to be a part of the whole celebration.
Yeah.
You actually get to pick the improv for me.
so you're putting this on me.
I'm putting this on you now.
let me so pull out my notebook that I've never written
you've
in.
You've never written in. You finally get to write in the notebook. We didn't have notebooks at the first episode either.
This improv is literally improv.
It's going to be so much improv that we don't even know what to do with each other. And this is the part of the show, guys, that we actually pretend we're no longer in the studios. We are different people. And Brandon... And I will do a little bit of back and forth talking.
Yeah.
So Brandon, what is this improv situation?
So you know, I'm thinking. You know, I always
I don't know what this is. By the way,
I don't know if you know this. By the way,
I don't know.
I actually used to be a lifeguard.
Really?
Yeah. So
guarding life.
I think maybe this could be the scenario.
Okay.
I'm the lifeguard trainer.
Okay.
And you are my trainee. You're training to be a lifeguard.
Okay.
And I don't know. You don't know why they hired me, because all the advice I'm giving isn't necessarily.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Yeah. You use your common sense as a human being to say, you know, I don't know if this guy has everything right. You know, like what's going on with his noggin?
Yeah.
So that could be the scenario.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, cool. So 3, 2, 1, I'm walking into the aquatic center. Go. Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Hi, you must be Brandon. Is that what it says there on your name tag?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, it's Braden. But I spell it Brandon.
But you spell it Brandon. Yeah. I like that. Well, yeah. I was told by the person at the front desk to come over here. I'm one of the I'm one of the guests, like the...
Oh, you're not just a child.
No.
You're actually training to be the lifeguard.
I'm actually training.
So you're,
I'm in training.
You're the Jordan.
I am. You've heard
okay.
of me.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
I, you know, I was looking through my list, and, you know, normally, I don't know, there's been a decline recently.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
lifeguards.
What, where's your, I see your list here. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, wow. So
why
it
am
looks
I,
like you're the...
Am I the only one?
Yeah. You That's... know, it could be a good thing.
What, is your system digital? Did people just not... Did they
know,
not know how to sign
I...
up?
It's Let's little, just say, you know, my
I'm
methods...
I'm just concerned.
I'm a nice guy.
Okay.
But my methods may not be politically
kosher.
Correct.
Politically
kosher.
Correct.
Both.
Kosher. Both. Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
you know,
I'm excited still. I've never been swimming before before last week. But I'm a professional now.
Do you...
Well, you're my second trainer. I know how to swim enough. Yeah.
Okay. So... We're gonna
pretend I know how to swim.
We can start with the basics.
Okay, let's start with the basics. What's I know you had like a 3-step system. That's what I was reading on your website.
Yeah. So, the first thing we do, you know, just to bulk up,
right?
Is we have to eat some pizza.
Oh.
Right. We eat some pizza.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to build up the carbs.
All right. Well, you brought the pizza with you. Okay.
And then yeah,
so let's put that down.
And we actually do that in the pool.
Oh.
Wow. You know, some people say it builds cramps and everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We eat it. We jump right in,
yeah.
so that we can, you know, utilize the carbohydrates.
So, should we jump in now? Because I brought my bathing suit. I brought my birthday suit, but I also have my bathing suit.
You know,
you can decide.
Well, that was kind of one of the reasons I actually implemented the birthday suit rule, and then
yeah.
the decline started happening.
Because I was reading on the website, it said bring these things, and one of them was birthday suit, and I didn't know exactly what that meant. Because my definition. Your definition.
Well, according to Paul, legally, I cannot.
You cannot.
You
confirm.
Have to wear
okay.
an actual suit.
Oh, an actual suit. Okay,
yeah,
good.
There
well,
was
I brought
a,
both, so.
There was
we're
a
good.
Legal matter back in
95.
Yeah, so.
I was reading about that in Google.
So yeah, let's
I'm
go
a little
ahead
concerned.
And,
okay.
Let's just go ahead and jump in.
All right,
here
we go. In. Let's. Okay. Wow, the water's lovely.
Yeah, do you like it?
It's a nice day.
It's
a perfect
it's very
day
nice.
For this.
So,
yeah.
hey, I'll just give you 1 second.
Hey! Hey, you!
Wait, why are. Who is that?
Hey, put that down!
Oh, gosh.
How many. George, how many times have I told you?
I'm a little,
Hold on a second, sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay.
Hey, George, what have I said about running with scissors? That's right. No, you go tell, okay, fine, go cry to your mom.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, you know,
sorry,
people like
a hard
me
time.
Here.
Can we get to the shallow area?
Yeah, oh, okay. yeah, sure.
Okay,
that
no,
sounds
it's
good.
Not that I can't swim, I'm just a little dehydrated.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Well, you know, if you, I've got some, we've got some water.
No, I've got plenty around me.
Okay,
it's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So the first thing, like I said,
step
you know,
one,
we eat pizza.
Pizza.
We
step
jump
one.
Right in.
Step two is step in.
And if you start building cramps, please let me know.
All right.
Because it's part of safety. So.
Okay. Why would I get cramps?
Well, there's this whole like 30 minutes, like eat and then don't open 30
you
minutes.
Jump. Okay. Okay.
It's
okay.
It's a long.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
I'm eating the pizza now.
Cool. So after you do that,
that was good.
What we're gonna do now is we're going to. I'm going to tie these weights to your ankles.
Okay. No, this seems right. Okay.
Yeah, and you're going to tread water while
with
I go watch...
With the weights on
yeah.
my ankles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go watch an episode of The Office.
Okay.
Because it has to be about roughly 22 minutes
yeah.
of treading.
Gotcha.
So,
22,
and here's
okay.
a whistle.
You okay.
take that whistle. And then if you're in trouble, just kind of whistle and I'll be over in a
whistle.
Jiff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here
why
we
you
go.
Looking at my, why are you looking at me like that?
I just feel like...
Did I say something?
This is not safe. I, you know,
are
I
you
used to be...
questioning
well,
my...
I'm not questioning. I'm just saying
Jordan,
I used to
Jordan,
be a lawyer
Jordan,
and I've...
Jordan.
I read all
Jordan,
the small... Yeah, yeah.
Who's the lifeguard?
You're the lifeguard. I'm the student.
Tread water.
All right.
I'll be right back.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Quevedo in the house.
I was trying to be mean.
And that was the day that I died.
I was
That's
trying
hilarious.
To be really mean. I'm not a mean person. So it was I was trying to yell
listen,
at George.
Well, I feel like, hey. Hey George.
George has failed several times. So
I feel like we gotta add some sound effects.
Yeah, and that's what I'm excited about because I'm excited to hear what this sounds like.
Well, what should there be another voice for George in the background, like very far away?
You know, I think it could be like up to the audience to kind of like imagine.
Just use their imagination because they can't hear. It's a little far away. Yeah, yeah.
Because usually when a kid, when a lifeguard yells at a kid, they literally are speechless.
They probably don't say anything.
They're just like,
they probably pee their pants. Then we have to escort everyone out of the pool,
which is good sometimes.
Yeah, but then you have to leave the pool.
Yeah, but you know, it's
a process. That's okay. Yeah. Fantastic. That's a great way to end the show, Brandon.
Amazing.
You know, we normally do questions and answers, but this is a special show. You know, we had a lot to talk about. Actually, pretty much nothing.
But I think something was said. We've had record numbers of people not listening to the show.
Probably. They've already tuned out. They're like, my God.
Where is this going?
Where is this going?
There's like chapter 4, and then they went to chapter 16, and then back to 1, and then like, who murdered Johnny? And
Nobody
it's
knows.
It's just one of those books.
It is.
This episode is one of those books.
Brandon, I appreciate you coming on to celebrate this moment in history.
Yeah.
It's going down in history.
It's, I think there's a county in Georgia somewhere.
We're looking at our watches for some reason.
I think they're saying this is the Greenhouse Podcast Day.
Yeah.
Right?
This is the official day, probably 60 years from now, where people will celebrate. Everybody gets off.
Yeah.
For one thing. Everybody gets off and they celebrate. This is the Greenhouse Podcast Day. And, you know, kids will be like, Mom, like, you know, what's Greenhouse Podcast Day?
Like, when I was your age.
When I was your age.
Yeah.
We had podcasts.
Mom. So, and you know, it'd be funny. It wouldn't make any sense. But
that,
you know how,
that is funny.
You know how some people, they do the whole, like, time capsule thing? They dig it. They dig a hole and put it. So, like,
we should do that with these microphones.
With the microphones. Not the shows. Because, obviously,
they're already on
like,
the internet.
I can't listen to this unless it's coming from a time capsule.
Yeah.
But yeah. And this is what I love about this, is that you can continue to listen even.
It's fantastic.
You know, I still watch The Office, and it's been off
it's
for
fantastic.
So long. So.
Well, I, for one, Brandon, I'm looking forward to the future of this show.
Me too.
And I hope every guest is looking forward to it as well, because there's a lot of exciting guests. We have a good, as we talked about, hundreds of people lined up. And in between those guests, we have different special ideas and thoughts that sometimes we throw in special episodes. So you never know what's going to happen on the show.
Yeah.
Right here on the Greenhouse Podcast.
Oh, can I leave one little piece? I'm going to say one word.
Oh,
a little hint to what might be coming in the future.
Okay. Episode 21.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
We don't know it. We don't know yet.
Maybe the episode 23,
but 24. I think we've agreed that this is a good idea.
Okay, let's go. Let's
so here's the word. Nashville.
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 I like it.
Yeah? You remember what we
know? I know about Nashville. I've been there.
So keep your ears out for that. That's all we're saying. Nashville.
Nashville. That is a word that we've said, and it's going to have a meaning in the future of this show.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Greenhouse Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. You can find us on our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at @thegreenhousepod. And of course, our favorite Instagram at @thegreenhousepodcast. We'll see you next time, guys. It's been a pleasure, Brandon.
Okay, George.
Geppetto.
Have a great day.
It's Geppetto's Workshop. Geppetto is out.
This has been Geppetto's Workshop.
Right here on the Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. We'll see you next time, guys. That is a fantastic way to end it. With people
who have
something to say. The microphone is falling over. Mic check one.
Musical guest.
Musical.
Jordan Green.
Here I am.
With your host, Jordan Green.
There's blood everywhere. Why? What do I do? Do I clean it up? Where's
at least there's no witnesses.
Sounds awful.
That's fine. You can just do that. That's good.
Brilliant.
Stupendous.